Thank you for calling Fishers.
Hi, is Kathy in?
Yes, one moment.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy. Bob from RDI. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, too.
Good.
Just thought I'd call and say hi and see what's going on with you guys.
Same old thing. 1,000 degrees outside, you know. So everybody's inside.
You see what's going on over in Europe? Oh, my God. They're getting like 100-degree days almost every day. And
oh, my gosh. They're not
terrible.
Used to that.
No, my buddy, one of my coworkers here, him and his wife spent 2 weeks in Italy. He
mm-hmm.
says there were days it was 118.
I believe it. I mean,
and
but you know, here it's crazy.
Yeah, well, they don't
they're not used to that.
Yeah. France, Italy, even Great Britain is feeling a lot of extra heat right now. But
that's terrible for them.
Yeah. Well,
not
everything is air conditioned over there. Not as much as here.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that was one of the things that when they had the soccer tournament here in the U.S.
Yeah.
They said one of the cool things about this country was that almost every place was air conditioned.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, my,
that's a shame.
Anything you're working on today?
Well, I have a friend looking for, and he doesn't need it yet though. Diamond stud earrings, but he wants pear shape, half carat
each.
You know what? Wait, let me look on my phone. I don't remember. Sorry. It's been that kind of day. It's been that kind of week, you know. It's the guy who introduced me to my husband.
Really?
And we all got together and went to dinner, and we talked about it. And, quarter carat per ear.
Oh, only half carat total.
I know, yeah.
I wouldn't have those probably made up, but it's something that I could probably get you the two matching stones. You'd have to have your own setters set them, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, to give me a price, because he doesn't...
Let me see
here. He wants to give them to her in January, I think,
okay.
Or something. But he's coming in town in October, because he lives in Texas. And he's like, well, I'll come, you know, and see you, and we can talk about it. And I'm like, well, I could have something here if you let me know... Whenever the Saints are playing the Vikings is when he's coming. That's what he said.
Okay.
I have no freaking idea. I'm like, you know,
I don't
George
think
used
be,
to tell me all that. So.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be that much. Let me just take a look and see if I can find, like, matched pairs of pear shapes.
Yeah, so we have time. I just, you know, that's really...
Yeah, I would think that your cost on a couple of quarter carat matched pear shapes can't be much more than... $600 total.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, then if you put them, you'd have to put about, spend maybe about another $100 or so between
settings
and putting them on and everything. So, yeah.
Right.
And then, just let me know when you're ready for them, and I can get those for you anytime.
Okay. Well, like I said, whenever I find out when he's coming in October, whenever the Saints, whatever. But we usually only get together around Christmas, but then he goes, I'm coming in town. Do y'all want to go hang out? And we're like, yes, because we never do, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So it was nice to, you know, see everybody and anyway. Yeah. So doing
what's
that.
What's you?
I went to see, well, you didn't see, yeah, I did. I went to Pat Benatar and Bryan Adams. And then I went and saw Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics. And
were they all there?
Let me tell you, they were there together, and it was like outside.
Wow.
And you know, so we get to the amphitheater, and we had tickets like in the back, you know, in a stand, and of course the sun is like blaring. Down, raining down. So anyway, so we're like, where are our tickets? So we ask this cop, and he goes, wait a minute. And he hands us tickets for the sixth row in the bottom, and not in the sun. I was like, thank you. You know, so, yeah. And you know what's funny is that's not the first time that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me for a Rolling Stones concert in the Superdome because we were in the nosebleed. And this lady, we got off the escalator, and lady that worked there said, let me see your tickets. She said, here, take these. Go downstairs. And go. I was like, okay. Same thing, trying
Nobody,
to fill
people
the
that
floor.
Didn't know you? Oh, they just wanted to get
Yeah,
the
didn't know you.
Part.
No, didn't know us. Just... You know,
huh.
So I know, right? So the concert, but Toto, I mean, all of them were good, but Toto was fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
They played everything, and then the guy, the lead singer, I don't know why, they start playing the Jaws theme, okay? And we're like, well, that's new. And he goes, well, his dad is John Williams, the composer.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, cool. And then he goes, and... My claim to fame is this song, and he starts singing Hakuna Matata.
Uh-huh.
He was the guy that sang it, which I didn't know.
Huh.
And, I mean, I thought it was a little kid, not an adult. And,
right.
And then Christopher Cross, he was good. He had food poisoning, though, the night before, so he was sitting down. He
right.
said, I'm going to get through it. I'm a trooper. I'm a true musician, you know.
Right.
And he did, you know. So, and the Romantics were good, but... You know, I didn't play everything I liked, but, I mean, it really was good. And, you know, the people next to us, same thing. They handed them tickets and moved them up, you know, and came, and the lady, she goes, okay, you can only sit here if you're a party row. With it, this is a party row, so you can't just sit there. I'm like, okay. And nice people from, like, North Louisiana. So they came to see Christopher Cross, not the other ones. And then... The Pat Benatar, Bryan Adams, I was more excited to see Pat Benatar at first, but by the time we left, I was like, he was great. Bryan Adams was really, really good. I was really excited. So, yeah, he really
how
put
was,
on a
how
good
How was Pat Benatar?
She was great. I mean, she and her husband, husband's wonderful, you know,
right.
And she made me feel old. She goes, well... And this is the song that started it all. It was 48 years ago that Heartbreaker came out. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so old.
I had a girl working for me that looked, she was a dead ringer for Pat Benatar.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was awesome, you know. And so everybody keeps seeing my pictures and they telling me, are you reliving your childhood or your teenage years? Or I said, but that's who's coming out, who's coming around. So,
yeah. Well,
you know.
You always used to go to concerts anyway.
Right. So I'm like, this is, yeah. So, and my friend, he's, you know, well, look, this one's coming, that one's coming. So he loves it, hard rock, and he wants to go see AC/DC. Well, AC/DC wasn't anywhere near here.
All right.
Well, now they're coming to Houston. So, like, okay. I saw him when I was, like, 16. So,
right.
You know. But anyway, so, yeah. And then there's something here that, you know, we're going to Rock and Roll. They're playing Styx and Foreigner over the weekend.
Right.
And it's a cover band thing. But they're really good. My cousin's in it. And, yeah, so, yeah, I'm doing all that. I'm just trying to stay... out of the heat. I mean, it really is. It's like 90s and humidity and, you know, typical New Orleans summer.
I will tell you what it's like here.
Hmm.
It's probably 75 and
90. Oh. Well, my daughter, Sarah's leaving to go to a wedding in Michigan tomorrow. And it's like,
nice
yeah, 70s.
Here.
I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been perfect here. I mean, this is my kind of weather. 70s is.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you know, my phone. Have fun.
Think,
you know.
I think this morning when I went out on the deck to the hot tub, I think it was like mid-60s.
Nice.
The hot tub.
Shoot, not here. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wake up and it's 80, and then
nope.
90s, and it's oppressive. Like they tell people don't go outside, kind of.
Yeah.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's always August here, so
yep.
What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, that would be the last place I would go, the south down this time of year.
Well, that's why it's culinary in August,
because
it's the slowest time, you know, for us. So, whatever. Anyway. So, yeah.
Anything I can do for you, let me know.
I appreciate it, and thanks so much for the pens and everything, too. We were very excited and got to make the goodie bags. And
say hello to the girls for me.
I will. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye.